Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Well, hello, everybody.
I just walked into the room and there are photos of my face everywhere from all different ages of my life.
Yeah, you bet.
Where'd you get those from?
Mom.
She just sent them on over?
Yeah, I texted your mom and I was like, not sure if Becca's going to want all these, but can I get some baby pictures? And she sent me a lot.
Yeah, she was probably so thrilled to go through all the albums and collect those.
And then I said, thank you for birthing my best friend.
Oh, that's such a nice sentiment.
Yeah.
Wow, thank you. I normally don't really celebrate my birthday, so having all the attention I've had this year is a little overwhelming for me.
It's because you're so loved.
I know, I do. I feel extremely loved.
You're loved, but I did not like your Halloween costume.
I almost showed up. Well, his name's Klein with a C. And I almost showed up as him, but I just was like,
I know, you're not festive at all for Halloween.
Because I dress up as him two nights in a row, and then I didn't have anything. I just got back from Nashville last night, so I didn't have anything planned.
Describe that terrible costume for people that don't know?
First of all, go look at my Instagram if you really want to see me in character. But I had a blonde mullet, and I had facial hair, and I had some nice cargo shorts and some large, like extra large shoes that I bought. And
it's offensive. Didn't you draw in a hair on your legs? Was that you?
Oh, yeah. Crystal did that for me.
Yeah.
So she used an eyebrow pencil and drew in hair on my legs. So
it wasn't just the look of it. It was the body language and movement.
I was in character. It wasn't just like for a picture. I went to a party and there was this girl there dressed. And like our whole group was dressed as guys. And so we were like, we're not breaking character the whole night. Like act like you're like a bro trying to find like hot chicks, like that was our thing.
Like, why? We'll get to the why later.
Okay, wait. So we go in and there's this girl, and I thought she was Baby Spice from Spice Girls, but I went up to her and I was all Climb with a C, gave her like a bro handshake. She was like kind of stared at me, but so the whole night I thought she was like playing into like just being like grossed out with me, and I was being like, hey, trying to act like I was hitting on her. So then at the end of the night, she goes, I don't know why you okay, and I had a little bit to drink at this point. And she goes, I don't know why you are bugging me, but go bug someone else.
No! That just shows what it's like to be a guy.
Oh, my
right?
God.
Well, I thought that was the whole night. She was, like, acting like she wasn't interested, but it was a really small house. So every time I'd pass her, I'd be like, hey girl.
So, oh, and she was offended.
So then her other when she told me that, her other friend was like, bye. And I was like, okay. So I went outside. I was just on my phone. Well, they walk out, her and her two friends. And they're like, we're leaving. Your friend's in there crying. And apparently there was like some words exchanged and like a semi-girl fight.
What?
Between who or her and who?
I think they all just wanted me and they were like nervous about it. Like they were scared that they thought I was.
Dial it back.
Okay.
I'm so confused. Explain everything.
Okay. I wasn't in there. They left and they walked out. And so.
The girl that you were hitting on and her friend.
Yeah, the rude one. Mary Margaret. Bye. Found out that was her name. Anyways.
Mary Margaret.
But she was dressed as Britney Spears. So anyways, another girl that was in there, and I don't know who she was.
Okay.
But she, I guess they had, there was like a history there. And so there were some words exchanged. I don't know what happened. And
nothing to do with you.
I'd like to think it had something to do with Klein, but I don't think it did. I think it was a past situation.
Got it.
Britney Spears girl walks off, and the other girl grabs her pigtail.
Ooh.
And so.
So aggressive.
They come out and were like saying, like yelling at me, and I was just like.
Did they think you were a guy?
No. There's no way. I mean, if they did, then I've really done well.
At least
myself.
You know that she was just kind of like, she seemed like not very nice.
Right. Like they said, it happens often.
Oh.
Like there's been times where she's gotten into confrontations with people.
Why did you did you get any other girls' numbers?
No. I went home after that.
Becca sent me photos on, was it Saturday? Mm-hmm. Or did you do Friday?
Saturday.
And I just looked at it and I was like, I have nightmares about this.
My dad called me and was like, please do me a favor. And I didn't know what he was gonna say. And he was like, please take that photo off of your Instagram.
He was like, it's really uncomfortable. It made me uncomfortable the the body motion. Wow.
I know. I like it. I mean, I don't think that was the end of Klein for me.
No?
No.
You got real comfortable as Klein real, real fast.
We all got comfortable as our alter egos. It was a little bit concerning, but I don't know. I just didn't feel like, I don't know. I don't like being like super cutesy and on
clearly.
Halloween. Last year I was an old lady and that was
awful,
pretty bad too.
Awful.
Open your present.
Oh, is this from you?
Yeah.
Amy got me a gift. Oh my gosh. You guys. This looks official too.
Yeah, that looks like the ones that my doctor uses.
Amy has gotten me a official stethoscope, which
hot pink
will definitely come in handy for scrubbing in. Wow. And is this the like certificate?
Yeah, it's a legit stethoscope. It's actually a medical one. And I got it pink because I thought, oh.
It has operating instructions on the back, which I'll need.
Yes.
Good.
I'm the worst friend ever. My gift is not ready for you yet.
I'm just like we're not even friends anymore.
I know, but it'll be ready. I'll give it to you at your birthday dinner tonight.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to dinner tonight.
Yeah. Very so you'll excited. Have it tonight, but it just wasn't ready in time. I had FOMO this weekend watching all of your stories, and I never get FOMO like that. I just don't even believe in it because I feel like I make a decision and I'm happy with my decision. And I was happy with my decision that I stayed because baby shower was beautiful, but I really was feeling really sad. And you guys looked like you had so much fun this weekend.
Would you have dressed up like a guy?
Well, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not going to be the one person in the group that says, no, I'm not going to dress up like that. But it wouldn't be my first choice. I mean, I really enjoyed my angel costume.
Yeah, it was very pretty.
Thank you.
How was that party?
So good. I'll tell you something.
Oh, we're getting into that.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. It has to do with Whole Foods guy.
Okay. Well, my Halloween costume was disgusting. My outfit was gross. Uh-huh. But I feel like on a regular basis, I do like to look cute.
You do. Like today, you look cute.
Thank you. Uh-huh. So I want to talk about Everlane. One of my problems when I'm shopping is I see just a basic t-shirt or something. Mm-hmm. And it's like $50.
Right.
And in my head, I'm thinking, what in the world? Why is that $50?
Exactly.
It's probably like a $5 shirt and they're marking it up so much. So Everlane basically tells you on the site what they paid for it and then how much they marked it up. So you can see like you're getting good quality stuff, but they're not trying to oversell it.
Right. That's not like an arm and a leg for a t-shirt.
Exactly. So I wore one of their shirts last week. It was like the basic pocket tee. It was a really cute fit. I just feel like the site, it has something for everyone. They have cashmere sweaters. They have high-rise skinny jeans, boyfriend jeans. They have men's clothing.
Oh.
Easton got his groomsmen backpacks there, and they loved them.
Oh, that's awesome.
So basically just essentials, basics, everything you need on a regular basis, and it's not overpriced at all.
Obsessed with the burgundy bomber jacket that you put as your favorites. Like when you to everlane.com/Becca, you can see her picks, and that bomber. Oh,
it's the bomb.
It's the bomb.
It's the bomb. Do you know who else is a big fan of this?
Who?
Meghan Markle.
I read about this.
Yeah.
And I heard
And I'm
that
obsessed with her, so
she's trying
hurt.
To get Prince Harry to wear the clothes.
Oh yeah, and she just met the Queen.
Oh. So like soon the Queen's gonna be in Everlane. Basically the Queen wears Everlane. No.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. Hard-hitting news. So, yeah, if you go to everlane.com/Becca, they've picked out some items for me, and then I've picked out some items, and it's just the bomber jacket, cashmere sweaters. There's just a bunch of different stuff that there's something for everyone, like I said. So, that's everlane.com/Becca. You'll see all those items we picked out, and also you get free shipping on your first order. So go to everlane.com/Becca, pick out your fall essentials. Let me know what you think.
I love free shipping.
Yeah. It's game changer. Can we just get down to the nitty gritty here?
Sure, we sure can.
To hear about Whole Foods guy.
Yes. Well, you know what actually when it happened was I was supposed to have a date with you that night.
Yeah. I know.
So canceled on you.
Right.
To meet Whole Foods guy.
I'm trying to be a supportive friend and not let that get in my head, but the episode of Grey's Anatomy was so bad that it's fine. I'll sacrifice it.
Yeah, we can talk about that later.
Yeah.
We can really go into depth on that. But yes, I met Whole Foods guy.
Okay. And how was it?
It was good.
What'd y'all do?
We met at a place that's close to our house, so I just walked, which was really nice. We met and we had a drink, and he is truly, I think, the kindest, most gentle, most, I really think he's a really great guy. I really, really do.
But
there's a but.
There's a but. I don't think we had a lot in common. And then I found out he was atheist.
Oh, that's important to you.
Yeah.
That's important to me too.
Yeah.
So
and,
I get
and,
it.
And it was like, I felt kind of bad because I could see it in his eyes when he said it. Like he kind of looked at me and was, you know, I'm not a bad person. And I felt so bad because I didn't want him to, I'm like, I don't think you're a bad person
right.
at all because yeah. whatever you choose to believe, whatever you choose, that's, you know, I don't think anybody's a bad person.
Right.
For me personally, I need somebody that has faith
mm-hmm.
because it's such a big part of my life. So to me, it was a deal breaker right when I heard it come out of his mouth. That was like my knee-jerk reaction. And then I kept in my head thinking, well, this guy's so nice and you don't come across not nice guys mm-hmm. all that often. And, you know, maybe I can see past this. And I was
yeah.
you know, I was kind of like going
yeah.
back and forth in my head a little bit about it.
Right.
But I just don't even think it's worth it, me going down the path. If
How did
I know
this come up?
I know. You know, I try not to talk about that on a first date,
mm-hmm.
but it kind of came up really casually because he asked me what I do on the weekends.
Yeah.
And so I said, you know, I really enjoy going to the farmer's market down the street and I hang out with my friends. I work out. I go to church on Sunday. And I asked him what he did on the weekends and he kind of said the same. You know, he said he hangs out with friends. He's a swimmer. So he swims. And he said, I don't go to church. And I was like, oh, not at all. And he said, no, not at all. I'm atheist. And then it just got so awkward because I was, you know me, you can see everything on
right.
my face. So I was
yeah.
trying so hard to like not let that happen.
Yeah.
So I was overcompensating and I was like, tell me about that. Yeah. Oh, wow. How was that like? Okay.
Tell me about that.
Tell me about
pretty,
that.
Pretty straight to the point. I mean, I think my thing was, is it that he's not like he's closed off to any beliefs or is that how he was raised or is that, you know, like
I didn't want to press it too
right.
much.
Yeah.
So I didn't really get into too much detail of it.
Yeah.
But I think at that point in your life, I mean, he's in his 30s. You
right.
know, I don't think he's going to change.
Right.
And I don't think you should expect somebody to change, especially
like
in that. And it's a conversation I had with a lot of people that thought, you know, maybe this isn't a deal breaker. Maybe you can see past this. But, you know, when I think about it on my day to day, like a lot of the ways I deal with things in my life is
mm-hmm.
through my faith.
Mm-hmm.
And if my partner's not there
right.
to do that with me, it
yeah.
just,
and
I
like
don't know.
A deal breaker, not a deal breaker is like the fact that he stays up late and you go to sleep early.
Right.
Like, those
right,
are
right.
things we can like.
Yeah. So
budge
he also
on.
Goes to sleep at 2 a.m. And I'm like,
that's
oh.
when Tanya wakes up.
Yeah. I said, I wake up just a few hours after that. But those are all things that I could totally see past. And in my head, I kept thinking, oh, this could be such a cute rom-com. We met at Whole Foods and we end up getting married. You know, I did all that thing and it's just not going to happen.
What if he had every single thing you want, but he was an atheist?
That is an interesting little pickle that I would be in. Then I would have to go deeper in and find out, why is he atheist? Is this something that is just, you know, I think I'd have to dive deeper into why. Maybe pray for him. I don't know.
We're going to pray for Whole Foods guy right here on air.
I know.
Let's play a game.
Oh.
Deal breaker or not a deal breaker?
Oh, I like this.
Mark with the win.
First of all, Becca, atheist, would that be a deal breaker for you?
Yes.
Okay,
that makes me feel better.
Smoking.
Yes.
Deal breaker?
Well, I mean, is it like he's never going to quit?
he's a smoker. You meet him for the first date and you can smell the cigarettes on him. Deal breaker?
Yeah.
Yes.
Bad manners. Chews with his mouth open.
Yes.
You know,
bad manners is in
that's not a deal
how
breaker.
He treats people. Or
no,
like,
I'm saying like chews with his mouth open. Maybe napkin isn't in his lap. Maybe elbows on the table.
Yeah.
The chewing with his mouth open is the only thing that I would be like.
But you could teach him. You could coach
that.
Him.
If we can coach, then yeah, I can.
Well, that's the third category.
He'd have to have a lot of strong categories to be
yeah,
like.
Yeah.
Okay. Mean to the waiter.
Hate it.
Deal
yeah,
breaker.
Deal breaker.
Bad hygiene. You smell a whiff of body odor on him.
Deal breaker.
Okay, I struggle with this because I think I dated a guy with halitosis.
Ew!
I
Did I? Like, you knew it?
I knew it. And he was so great. And so I really tried to see past it.
Oh my gosh.
It was not a deal breaker because clearly I kept going out with him.
That's pretty sick.
It was pretty. Halitosis.
Did you try to address it with him?
I never got to the point where I was comfortable enough to say anything.
When he kissed you, were you just like gagging on the inside?
No. It wasn't. It's hard to explain.
Well, halitosis is.
It wasn't an aggressive form of halitosis. It was mild. And he was a great guy. So I just got a little drunk and went for it.
All right. He plays video games. Deal breaker.
It's not a deal. It's kind of like, but I sometimes turn on the Super Nintendo and game.
Yeah, Becca's a gamer herself, so that definitely can't be a deal breaker for her.
For you?
No.
Okay. Divorced.
No.
No.
Kids.
No, I think I'd be an awesome stepmom.
Yeah, same.
Mm-hmm. While you're on the date, you see him check out another girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, deal breaker.
Bye.
Bye.
Go get her.
Yeah, I'm done with you.
I'm done with you.
How fast can I leave this date?
He's late for the date.
No, I'd be later. So.
I don't love that.
That could be a deal breaker.
It wouldn't be a deal breaker. No. Because, okay. I mean, you can't be so picky.
He doesn't hold the door open for you.
Not a deal breaker, but annoying.
Annoying.
And finally, he doesn't have a job.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Deal breaker.
I think deal breaker too, but it's like
you could have
is he in between jobs. Like, did he leave? And
no, that would be in between jobs. This is does not have a job.
Bye.
Okay. Well, in between jobs could be doesn't currently have a job.
Like, what if he got fired from like a big company? He's just like trying to find a job.
Is anyone listening shocked that these two are single?
That's a lot of deal breakers.
It is.
I feel like I was half and half.
Me too. I was like, yeah, he has kids. Bring him on over.
Yeah,
divorce.
I'm all
bring him on
up.
In.
Yeah. Yeah, bring him on over.
Late to the date, no problem.
Don't hold the door open. Fine. Yeah. Do it next time.
Yeah. Are you breathing? Sure. Sounds good to me.
The bad hygiene though. I'm like a freak about, you know,
the halitosis. I dated a guy with halitosis. That's... Are you kidding? I need a break here.
Yeah, I agree. Like,
What? Oh, yeah. Okay. I want to talk to you about Instagram guy.
Nothing to talk about.
Nothing happened with him?
It just kind of like, I realized I didn't think once I, you know, we decided that he potentially listens to the podcast. So
right.
I'm hesitant to say.
Oh, no. You got to say it.
He never.
Responded.
He never wrote, because he was like, oh, we're about to hit the road or whatever. I'll talk to you later. And he never
texted. The road? What is he like?
He's a singer.
Oh. Wow.
Oh, I didn't realize I hadn't told you all that.
No, when you said hit the road, I was like, what is he, Jack? Hit the road? Yeah. Jack?
I'm Jack. Or no, he's Jack. So so then he was like, I'll talk to you later. And then I didn't hear from him, but I didn't care.
Oh.
Like, I wasn't like, oh, why isn't this guy written me back?
Well, if I do recall, we did both agree that we would go on a date. And I did hold up.
I went to dinner with Robert.
Oh.
Talk to us.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
Okay, so the night before. Okay, so we were supposed to go to dinner on, Sunday. But we had already talked after that. We did the podcast on Monday. We were supposed to go out on Sunday.
Right. Oh,
then
yeah.
I moved
and you
it
said,
to Wednesday.
Yeah, because you were too tired.
So on Wednesday morning, I stayed up all the way through the night on Tuesday, and then I drove 4 hours to go to this place to shoot photos with this photographer.
Mm-hmm.
So I hadn't slept, and so I got home at like 3, and I thought, I need to cancel this because this is going to make me sick. I'm going to be so tired, but I had already moved it, so I was like, I can't do this. I'm trying to be like more loyal to my word. It's not going great, but...
I respect that you're trying.
Yeah. And so I was like, I'm just going to sleep for an hour. And my alarm went off. And I have never felt that sick to my stomach from being that tired. Like, looking at my phone, my eyes were crossing. It was just a mess.
I appreciate that when Becca has to get up early, because she texts me every single morning. She has to wake up early and says, I don't know how you do this every
this
day.
This wasn't early, though. This was like I hadn't slept for
Yeah, true. But every time you
hours.
Have to get up before 6 a.m., I always wake up to a text from you being like, how do you do this?
I've gained respect for you when I have to wake up.
Thank you.
So I went over. We had a drink at his house, and I told him.
Love a little drink at the house before the dinner.
He asked if he was like, do you want a glass of wine? And I told him, I was like, I might actually fall asleep on your couch, but sure. So why not?
I like it already.
So we had a drink, caught up on the past few weeks, and then we went to dinner, had a great dinner.
Yeah, where'd you go?
We went to the Tasting Kitchen in Venice.
Great spot.
Great spot. Yeah. Really hip.
Yes. Good vibe.
Good vibe.
And were the drinks flowing?
I had like another half glass of wine. It was getting to where it was putting me in a downward spiral.
Okay.
But were you having drinks?
Fun?
Yeah, it was good.
Okay.
And then it was time to go home and I was parked at his house.
Mm-hmm.
And so we parked and said goodbye.
Huh? Okay.
Fizzled.
And that was it.
Fizzled.
But I haven't heard from him. I talked to him on my. He wrote me and told me happy birthday yesterday.
That's it.
Yeah, but like,
did you feel the tingly feelings?
Yeah, I mean, those are still there. I think that's the conflict of this relationship. Sure, he's happy. I'm telling everyone about it.
I mean, I it's very obvious that I am a gigantic Rebecca fan. I am team Rebecca. To me, they are my Ross and my Rachel. So anytime, like, I was constantly texting her. Clearly, Beck and I have talked about this already, so this isn't the first time I'm hearing the story. But I was texting her the whole night being like, how's dinner? How's it going? How's Robert? What's going on? La, la, la. Because I adore him.
I know.
So I'm glad that you guys are staying in touch. And
I know. It's good. Like, I don't feel that there's any pressure, and it's nice when we see each other. So I'm happy with it. Maybe you should find out if he is.
Maybe you should find out.
I'm happy to. I am happy to be the bridge that brings y'all back together. See how I said y'all?
I did.
This one, I feel like we need to, I don't know, bring in an expert. It's like, I don't know how to solve that.
It's not a solve situation. Because if I wanted to, like, if we wanted to be in a relationship, we'd
be
in a relationship. I think it's just either the timing's off, but we still care about each other. There's still chemistry there. We still have good we were friends before we started dating. So I think when we see each other, it's like comfortable. Mm-hmm. But then because there's the feelings, you know, that linger, it's like.
I think a lot of it has to do with timing as well.
Totally.
It brings up the age old question. Can you be friends with someone you dated?
No.
I mean.
No.
Okay.
You mean because there's always going to be something lingering?
Yes.
Yeah, one person always has feelings, or there's always just you,
if you were in another relationship, if Robert were in another relationship, the two of you would not be going to dinner.
No.
Exactly.
Right?
No. Let it sink in. I mean, I guess the danger of it is there's always the hookup chance.
Yep. That's always a chance. Anyways, let's talk about my brother.
Wait, I actually want to tell you though, there is something good that came from my Whole Foods date.
What?
I got my mojo back, guys.
Oh, let's clap for mojo being back.
Yes, because I will tell you, this past weekend, I got hit on by hotties. Like, guys, I would not, like, models. Like, these guys were models wanting my number. And I was like, me? Like, and I'm not even trying to be self-deprecating right now. I was like shocked. And I think it has to do, I don't know. I think I owe it to Mr. Whole Foods because at the baby shower, I'm at a co-ed baby shower on Saturday.
You looked hot at the baby shower.
Thank you. But I had a guy hitting on me at the shower.
It's about some kind of scientific energy thing.
Uh-huh.
Because haven't you ever started dating somebody and then like your ex-boyfriend calls and you're
yes.
like, really, dude? Like,
yeah.
Where have you been? And now that I don't need you, ring, ring, ring. It's like a thing.
Yeah. And I really genuinely feel like because I did Mr. Whole Foods, my date was on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And then Friday I was on fire. And so, but I really felt like it was the universe testing me because it was like dangling bait in front of my like hot guy in my face. And I was like, no, it's
you
not the path.
No?
It's not the path.
I'm confused.
It was like not the path. Like, I'm not going to go home with some random like 19-year-old from, you know what I'm saying?
You can get a phone number.
Yeah, of course. And that'll happen.
Should we text him? Or?
But I just have to say, I have high hopes for the weeks to come.
Are you going to turn them all down?
No, 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 of course not.
Oh, okay.
But I think,
what about,
like,
the guy from the baby shower?
If he asks me out, I will go out with him for sure. He hasn't asked me out yet, but he was putting out the vibes, and he basically told other people at the shower that he was into it.
Plus, you're reading The Weight right now.
Exactly.
You're what?
The Weight. Remember I told you about that book, Devon Franklin and his wife? Yeah. This book is basically about how Devon and his wife waited for sex until they were married.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm reading it, and I'm almost done, actually, and I've decided that I want to wait until I'm in a serious, committed relationship to sleep with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, I'm not a virgin. I don't know if that's clear, but I have slept with people in the past. But I'm making a conscious decision to wait until I'm in a serious committed relationship.
I like that.
Thank you.
So who is he? Is he just an author, or is
he's actually like a Hollywood producer, cinematographer, but he's also a pastor.
Oh.
And he basically, in the book, it talks about how he was. So there's a difference between abstinence and celibacy. One is, I think abstinence is not having sex because it's not in your face.
Right.
And celibacy is making a choice. And so he was saying how he was celibate for 10 years when he met his wife. And it kind of talks about the struggles that they encountered when they met. Because mm-hmm. when you're in a serious relationship with somebody, you know, the temptation's
right.
there. And but they both made that commitment. And it basically talks about how it strengthened their marriage mm-hmm. and how many blessings they've seen come about in their marriage because they did do this.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's actually very interesting.
Read that.
You should.
The Weight.
Yeah.
Okay, so going to Nashville,
mm-hmm.
it was freezing. You would not have thrived.
No.
Our skin was so dry. And
it's dry there?
I don't know. It was this week. I don't know if it was the cold. We just weren't used to it.
Yeah.
But I wanted to talk about BioClarity because it's what I've been using. It's the 3-step system.
Did you bring it with you to Nashville?
Sure did.
Oh, was everybody jealous of it?
Sure were.
Yeah. Did you share at least?
I did.
Okay.
We were all very, you know, we're just a few bros hanging out this weekend.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
we
yeah.
shared our stuff.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so BioClarity is a 3-step process to clear skin. You have the cleanser, you have the treatment, and you have the Restore Gel. Restore Gel is my favorite. It's the green one that has the chlorophyll in it mm-hmm. that I told you about.
Because
we love
the green.
Takes out the redness.
Yeah.
Because we love the green. And it just, with my skin being so dry, it felt amazing. So it's 100% vegan, cruelty-free, gluten-free, and paraben-free, which is very important to people these days.
Yes.
Got to get it. If it's natural, if it seems natural,
well,
it seems safe.
Yeah, and also it makes sense. You know, we're so aware of the food that we're eating and what we're ingesting in our body. Why aren't we the same way about what we're putting on our skin?
Yeah, it's true. It's like what you put in is what will come out.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
pimples.
Or what you put on your face won't come out.
True. Let's go with that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Our listeners will get the first month for only $9.95.
Wow. That is like cheaper than a double at In-N-Out.
No, it's not.
It's not? How much is that?
That's like
clearly,
$6.
I don't eat fast food.
It's like $6. But it's still okay. really good.
Okay.
And it's free shipping, which you love that. Okay, so $9.95, that's a $20 saving. It comes with 100% risk-free
money back
guarantee.
You know it's a good product when they have that. I truly, truly believe
They're
that.
They're like, what up? Try it.
Yeah.
You'll love it.
And it's $9.99 for a month?
Yeah. $9.95.
$9.95 for 1 month of BioClarity.
Plus free shipping.
That basically comes out to like cents a day. Right?
Cents.
$9.95 a month. You're basically paying 50 cents for good skin a day. I don't know the math. I'm not a good mathematician, but
no.
something like that.
She's paying a lot of money for her doubles. okay, so that's a $20 savings. Comes with 100% risk-free money-back guarantee. All you have to do is enter code BECCA. That's BECCA, bioclarity.com, BECCA.
33 cents a day.
33 cents a day is a steal when it comes to your face.
I was going to say, for clear skin, I'd pay more.
Totally.
Glad I don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
All right, moving on. We had a lot of emails about my brother. How do you feel? Are you jealous?
Jealous? No, because, you know, if we're meant to be, it'll be.
Wow, you're so like.
Got my mojo back. Yeah. Watch out, Chris Tilly.
okay. So every time I post a photo of my brother, I get, it's like, hook me up with your brother. Is your brother single?
Yeah, he's
What's
a babe.
His number?
He's
blah,
a babe.
Blah, blah.
We got a ton of emails and I don't even know how to handle it because how would we pick one over another?
They thought he was really funny, I guess.
Should we set him up?
Should we do like a dating show or a dating contest where we like...
Give a date with your brother?
Yeah.
Is that like legal?
Okay. When's he coming here? As long as we do it here, I feel okay with
like
it.
Like in LA?
Like we could chaperone
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We fly him out here, pick a girl.
Yeah. I have an idea.
This is so fun.
Does he work on the weekends or does he have weekends off?
He works some weekends, but I think he could request off. This
that
could
is be a, super yeah. fun. And then he could go on a date with me the second night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Selfish reasons here.
What do you like about my brother?
I like that he, you know, he was talking about, we basically asked him if he likes when girls play hard to get, and he yeah. said no, and I like that. It shows that he's, like, ready, you know?
He said no because he was saying, like, a situation where it seemed like the girls were,
trying
like,
to get rid of him.
Yeah.
I know, which makes me like him even more.
I know. I love his, like, totally unaware. He's like, oh. Maybe they're just not interested.
And who's not interested in your brother?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Most of the girls, when we talk, it seems like they're wanting more, and he's kind of the more, like, I don't know.
Tilly.
Yeah, he's a Tilly. I want to read some emails.
Go ahead.
This one's from Jessica.
Okay.
And this is more directed towards you. Oh. But she said, hello. 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 In a previous episode, Tanya mentioned she was in a long-distance relationship for a while. Can you both talk about your experience with long-distance relationships and give some advice and tips on making it work? Thank you so much and have a great day.
You know what? I actually really enjoy this question because I think I was excellent at being in a long-distance relationship because I'm very, like...
All I can think about is the Dropbox thing.
Oh. nude photos aside, which I do think are necessary in a long-distance relationship, I was really good at kind of setting up like dates. So I think it's important to set up a date that you both are going to have dinner together. So you set up your FaceTimes and you guys can have meals together. I think that's really important to set aside different nights for that. I think also I was really good about sending letters in the mail. People like love getting a nice yeah. like love letter in the mail, sends them to work, sends them to his home. And I also sent a lot of gift baskets. And yes, this might be cheesy, but I think it's really great too, you know, like sending them a gift basket of things that they love or things that remind you of that person with little notes around them. You know, I think it's important to get crafty and be thoughtful because they are far away. So you don't get that, you know, you don't get the affirmation every day. Mm-hmm. And so I think sending things, letters, little gifts.
Nudes.
Nudes. Definitely nudes. With no face. I think all that's really important. And I think that if you want to make it work, I think distance really isn't an issue. If you're really committed to somebody and you really love that person, distance is an issue as long as you have an end game in mind.
I love long distance. Becca?
Yeah, I mean, I've never been in a long distance, but I feel like I'd really thrive there. Like, I have my space.
Yeah, for people yeah. like it's, us,
yeah,
it's a home run because yeah. you have it. But it doesn't smother you. You don't smother them quite as much.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you make the week, like when you do get to spend the weekends together, it's almost like you guys are always on a vacation because you just like really.
I think my fear of long distance is if you're not dating while you're in the same place at first to see how it is when you're around each other a lot.
Right.
And then you end up, let's say you get serious and you move in together, move in the same city, and then you're like, wait, they're actually kind of annoying when they're around all the time.
Yeah, but I think that I think you almost get to know somebody a little bit better when you have distance. I mean, I didn't start off in a long distance relationship. That was like a year and a half in.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that you really get to learn a lot about a person because you're just talking to them all the time.
Mm.
And it almost forces you to slow down a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, you kind of have to when the person's not around.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's interesting. I just am longing for a long-distance relationship.
Becca's like prerequisite on her thing.
Yeah,
does
must
not live in L.A.
Must live a plane ride away. I can't decide if I want to do more emails or the Grey's Anatomy because that's just on my mind.
A couple more emails then,
okay.
Grey's.
Okay.
This one's from Emily. Hi, Becca and Tanya. She said, can't wait for an update on the dinner with your elementary school friend and dinner with Robert. Ooh. I didn't go out to elementary school friends.
So. Oh, bummer.
No update there. I need some advice on how to get guys to ask you on dates, so I'd love to hear how y'all do it. Well, you asked the right girl. She got her mojo back.
You really got to get your mojo back. I think it's it's finding I swear to you, I don't know what it was, but it's clicked something in me, and I'm clearly giving off. I think you give off a vibe.
Uh-huh.
And I think that if you don't go out with somebody for a really long time, mm-hmm. you kind of go inward a little bit.
Right.
And I think you just have to look up and smile. Girl.
Wow. Look up and think? She said, look up and smile.
Look up and smile.
I was a dude all weekend. I didn't get hit on. I didn't get asked on dates.
Or slide into the DM.
You can slide. I think it's all about confidence and feeling like I'm okay if you don't ask me out, but it'd be nice if you did type thing.
Yeah.
Like, just give off a vibe that you, like, are confident. I don't know. I think it's a confidence thing.
Yeah.
I think that's appealing. I mean, I had guys DM me that I haven't talked to in a while because I wore this dude costume. And it was almost like, oh, she's confident enough that she wore this disgusting costume and they thought it was really funny.
Can we go back to that? What guys hit you up? Anyone interesting?
I mean, we'll talk about this next week.
Wait. Ooh. Do I know this person? We don't say names.
This is a guy that I went out with previously. You know who he is.
Okay. Isn't it crazy? She didn't. All she had to say was that, and I knew exactly who it was.
I don't have that many people, though.
Does it start with a B?
No.
No.
Oh, that's the one I want.
Can we nickname him so we can refer back to him in the future?
Sure. Yeah, nickname him.
Yeah, we'll call him Arnold Schwarzenegger. So anyways, he's so nice, and like we've just been texting back and forth, but
what did he DM you?
He just I told him like what we were wearing, and then he wrote me, he was like, wow, it's even better than I thought.
Oh, I like this.
So I appreciate, I mean, listen, I know that at the party I wasn't the sexiest girl in the room, but I feel like there was something about it, the confidence of being like, this is fine. I can do one weekend where I'm the most disgusting human in the world, which I was.
I don't think you have to be overly sexy in any, you know. I mean,
I'm just saying, I think it's a confidence of like knowing who you are as a person.
Correct. I agree.
Yeah. So what was yours? Just look up and say hi.
Look up and smile.
Oh, look up and smile. Okay, I like this one. This is from Leslie. Becca and friends, happy birthday. Today is my 38th birthday, and I'm sitting on my couch in sweats, not having yet showered, and sending an email to a bunch of strangers. I've been single for almost 13 years now. My last ex was, well, for lack of a better word, insane. Don't get me wrong. I love love. I just don't know if love will ever find its way to my doorstep.
Mm.
What do you all do for times when you're feeling lonely? How do you get out of the moments that are the most challenging for you? How do you best navigate through the season when you're single? My son is 22 and coming into his own. Another challenge I'm presently facing. I've been so focused on being mom for so long that I think I forgot how to be anything else. I have, however, found comfort in laughing while listening to you all talk about life and love.
Aww.
Thank you for sharing pieces of your truth. Prayers for positive always, Leslie.
That gave me chills.
No, so sweet.
So sweet. Do you have any ideas for her?
I mean, I think as humans in general, but especially women, we tend to get in these like funks where, especially when it's cozy and the weather's like cold and you think about like, oh, I just wish I had someone here. And
especially around the holidays, I think definitely it gets you.
Yeah. I don't know. I just will typically either listen to sad songs and be sad and like let myself feel that, or I'll call my friends and talk it out, or that's you mainly. Or I'll put on Grey's Anatomy, or I'll watch a movie. My sisters live with me. I think there's just, you find what makes you happy and you focus on those things, because sometimes we talked about this. You have everything in every aspect of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the personal life with relationship or whatever, you feel like that's all you can focus on, because it's the one thing maybe where things aren't great.
Mm-hmm.
And so you tend to feel like,
or you
that's
want
heavier.
It so bad. You know, it's like it's something that's on your heart and you know that you want it so bad and you feel like it's just not going in the direction that you want it to.
Right. And you're like, what am you? I think you
blame
start
yourself.
Yeah, you start to get down on yourself. I don't know. I think there's a, I do think there's something to putting yourself out there.
Yes. Wait. Like, and can I say this really fast? Does she end it with prayers?
Yeah, prayers, brother.
Okay. So I think for me personally, I do, and I've told you this. Sometimes I do feel lonely, and it's an interesting feeling because. That's where I lean on my faith a lot because I feel like if you have a good relationship with God, the loneliness goes away.
I agree.
And I know that sounds really crazy, but I think Leslie, if you really lean into your faith and, I lean into my friendships, I feel like right now I have amazing, like, I don't know what I did to deserve the people in my life. I have amazing friendships. I have amazing people I work with. I have, my family is incredible. And I really just try to focus on that because yes, I might not have the person that I'm going to spend the rest of my life with right now, but I have people that truly, truly deeply care about me. And I think you really have to focus on those people in your life and cultivate those relationships because you're going to have those forever.
Yeah.
And so I think it's kind of getting out of that mindset. And I'm guilty of it, too. I can, you know, sometimes I can really go down in the dark place because I do the same. I've been single now for 5 years and I'd say for the last two, I've been really ready to like meet somebody and I keep striking out and dating some not great guys. And I keep thinking, why? Like, why is this happening? What am I doing wrong? Mm-hmm. And you kind of have to reshift your perspective.
Yeah. And I think we always talk about like, would you rather be in a okay relationship just to have someone?
Right.
Or is it worth the wait and the loneliness and that feeling of, oh, what am I doing or how do I fix this? Is it worth those times to wait for someone that's really great that's made it all worth it?
I think it is. I really think it is.
Coming from two single girls, we think it'll be worth the wait. But keep your head up and look up and smile.
You know what's so funny, though, is I truly can't wait to meet, or maybe I possibly have already met, the guy that you're going to spend the rest of your life with. Because I think, like, our relationship's going to take such a different turn when we're both, like, married and we have kids. And we're gonna like, oh, like, I'm going to take my kids to Aunt Becca's. And she's going to feed you Oreos.
Not the Oreos we had last
week,
though.
Not the Oreos, yeah. She's going to give you French fries.
Yeah, all the French fries they want.
Yeah, I just think it's going to be an exciting season for us.
It will. Soon enough.
In time.
Okay, so I went to the dentist last week, or I don't know, I can't keep it.
You're always at the dentist.
I know, I was for a while. I had a few issues that I hadn't taken care of,
okay.
But I haven't been in a normal amount of time, and I went to get a cleaning. They were very pleased with me that I am now using an electric toothbrush. I've been using Quip. It's a vibrating toothbrush, and it's the most beautiful toothbrush I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh, is this your rose gold one?
Yeah.
It is really cute.
It's rose gold. It comes with like a little travel thing that I can put it in when I travel.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. I just feel like it's like a sleek design. It's basically like Apple designed the toothbrush, which like I said, matches my computer.
Isn't
I travel holding my Mac, laptop,
and your Quip toothbrush. Is this the one that it like vibrates after you change section of your mouth?
Yeah. So you do a section and then it does like a switch in the vibration tones, like move on. And then you do the next section and then it just ends, which it was like, I realized how I have not been brushing my teeth long enough, which grossed me out of myself. But now I'm not doing that. I'm doing it the right way now. So you can subscribe and you'll receive a new brush head every 3 months. So you're supposed to switch out your toothbrush every 3 months, which is also something gross I haven't been doing.
Fun fact, I never knew that. Okay.
And we're all sick here.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you can receive new brush heads on a 3-month plan for just $5, including free shipping.
Love the free shipping.
And it starts, all of it just starts at $25.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So you can go, right now, you can go to getquip.com. That's GETQUIP.com/Becca to get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free. That's FREE at getquip.com/Becca. GETQUIP.com/BECCA. Let's get some clean mouth. Grey's Anatomy.
I mean,
Did you just watch it last night?
I just watched it last night.
What were you just like putting it off because you heard how bad it was?
You did not give me great reviews.
It was the first episode where I ever in the history of Grey's Anatomy that I've gotten up and stopped watching to go do something else.
Yeah, it's not great. So she told me this. So I obviously wanted to watch it before we did the podcast. So I watched it last night.
Yeah.
3 minutes in, I was already over the episode.
Could not have been more bored.
What? I almost want to boycott this week because I'm offended.
Has the show jumped the shark?
No.
No, I wouldn't say that. They just focused on characters that I have. I don't think I've ever cared less about any three characters.
All four.
Who else?
Emilio was in it. Owen. Yeah, but Emilio was in it for like 2 seconds. Teddy, Riggs, all of them. Bye.
So Riggs is gone. So anyone who shipped Meredith and Riggs, sorry for it.
Yeah. And Meredith was in the episode for maybe 5 seconds.
Didn't even see it.
She texted him or something. And they both said like, thank you. Thank you.
It was so. You? It was like the final text was thank
yes.
you.
It was so bad. I'm so offended by it. I don't know.
Were we the only ones who thought it was bad?
Erica in the back has a comment because she disagrees.
Nice closure to Riggs. Like, okay, did we need a full episode? Probably not. But you got to actually see his relationship with, I can't even remember her name, Megan. What's her name?
Megan.
Megan.
Uh-huh. But I didn't want to see it.
But now we know like why he went back to her. But right?
Like, no, we don't know.
No. But so like they all cheated on each other.
Oh yeah. Okay. But no. I think it was nice the way they ended it with Meredith. Like, yeah, the thank you is cheesy. But now Meredith has her mojo back.
Does she?
Yeah, I don't know if she does.
She never lost her mojo. She didn't need it back from Riggs.
I got a lot of tweets also when I said about that were like, no, that episode was bad.
I don't think it may have been Erica. Someone was like, I think it tied it all up. But other than that,
one positive
was like,
tweet.
Terrible.
It was terrible.
Well, what happens? Is there a preview for next week?
Oh, I have the TV guide synopsis for next week.
Okay.
It's just two sentences. So you can decide if this is exciting or if we're still going down a bad path. The episode is called Come On Down to My Boat, Baby. Jackson decides he needs some time off.
I already like it better.
Jackson decides he needs some time off and invites the guys to join him on a day out at sea. While Arizona, April, and Maggie treat a woman who is hiding a deadly secret.
I already love it more. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Jackson.
Arizona, April.
People that we care
about.
Yes. Well, really, they got rid of... Oh, no, they didn't get rid of
who, Riggs?
Well, they got rid of Riggs, but everyone else is still there.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, and Amelia, Teddy, they're all there still.
Gang's all there.
I just hope that they don't focus on them at all since we had to watch a whole episode and we focus on the other people.
Yeah. And who's Jackson taking out on the boat? I feel like all the guys are gone now.
Rev.
Oh, that's true.
Chief.
Oh,
DeLuca.
Okay.
Ben. Warren.
No, isn't he gone?
Not yet.
Oh, right? He's not gone yet? Oh, okay.
Just the dudes. They should invite Klein.
Oh, hi. Okay, I'm not going to boycott this week's because...
I don't like, unless it's really just anyone other than who they focused on this week, I don't like when they just do the like one dynamic storyline episodes. I find them to be just kind of long and like, ugh, I roll.
But now that Riggs is out of the way, maybe Meredith and Alex can really be together.
I hate that so much. Okay, so our Ask a Guy segment this week.
Uh-huh.
We're going to do it next week, but okay. I want everyone to really think about it.
Wait, and what were we going to get to next week that you said we'll get to that next week? I want to remember.
Arnold Schwarzenegger,
okay.
Okay, the question is, why do girls overanalyze text messages so much? I do not think guys do this. I want to know if guys ever read and reread and reread a text from a girl and then read it to their friends. I can answer that. They don't.
You don't think they do?
I don't think they do it to the extent that we do it.
Yeah. Could you imagine a guy getting a text? And this obviously is from a girl that he has interest in. And saying, do you think she's flirting with me?
Should I write back right now or should I do it in a few hours?
Yeah. Or
show my friends.
What's a good witty response to that?
And they say, what do you think this means?
Yeah.
What do you think he means by that? And you know what's the worst habit that we should talk about? Why do I reread my own texts over and over and over again? They're sent, they're out there, the damage is done, and I make myself insane.
Insane.
I don't do that. I used to do that way more. I don't do it anymore.
Stand by, because I just got a Slack message from a guy that works over here, and he said, wrong. Meaning?
They do it?
They'd probably do it.
Gonna be good next week.
Whoa.
Gonna be good.
Is there, can we get
Yeah, he said right. Yep. Guys do that. So I guess we're wrong.
Wow. Mark, he's all on me.
Not oh, he said guys hyperanalyze.
Taylor Swift is in the building.
Oh my God.
Ashley, I just walked in. Full blown Taylor Swift.
Wait. Hi. What's up, guys? Taylor Swift.
Okay, well, I feel like we talked about a lot. There's a lot to catch up on next week. Really excited for a revamped of Grey's Anatomy this Thursday.
Definitely.
Thank you so much for listening. If you like what you hear, please subscribe, leave a review.
Oh, an
email. If you want to email us, you can email us at scrubbingin@iheartmedia.com. We love getting your emails, what you have to say. We look forward to next week. Time of death? I'm going to let you call it.
12:17.
P.M.
See you tonight.